Welcome, everyone, to the fifth Thursday of Lent, where we continue reflecting upon St. Alphonsus Liguori's Lenten sermons. Today, we're going to talk about Mary's humility in the Annunciation. We're going to focus on Luke chapter 1, where we read, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, who, having heard, was troubled at his saying, and thought with herself, what manner of salutation this should be." So, Father Christina, welcome back. We're examining Mary's response to the angel. I imagine the angel in her bedroom and says these words to her. And her response is that she's troubled by what the angel has said. What does this say about Mary, and what are your thoughts about this time in Mary's life?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that it shows that she's human. Who would not experience being troubled at a message like that? It's not, trouble does not necessarily mean a lack of faith or that there is some resistance to what is being said. Notice that her reaction is made to look different than the reaction of Zechariah that we heard earlier in this chapter in the temple, the father of John the Baptist. When he learns about this, he is basically in disbelief. Whereas Mary is just disturbed in her spirit. There's a sense in which she it can't make sense of what is about to happen in her life based on what was just shared to her. And I can't imagine how else one would react. Especially, we don't know what does it look like when an angel appears to you and starts talking to you. When you hear the description of what some of the angels sound like in the Old Testament, with all sorts of eyes and feathers and wings covering faces, and who knows what the angel Gabriel, we think about some nice handsome guy wearing a breastplate standing there with a staff talking to her, but who knows what she saw or how it was experienced by her. So there are many factors that go into this consideration where I think it's obvious and natural that she would have had that reaction.
You know, sometimes I place myself in her position. How might have I reacted considering the life that I led up to this point? The life that Mary led up to this point was perfect. Mm-hmm. She was conceived without sin. She's perfecting in virtue. She's perfectly fulfilling her duties. And she's doing this all in obscurity. So if I was living a life of, let's say, call it perfection, which I'm not, but let's say I was, and I did all my duties perfectly, and no one noticed me, and an angel shows up on my doorstep and says, you know, gives me this great compliment, I would think, well, it's about time somebody noticed me. Like, and I would say, yes, that's true. I am blessed among all women. After all, I've done everything perfect. But none of this even remotely enters her mind. And I think St. Alphonsus, and we'll see in his writings later, highlights Mary's response is because of her humility. And I'll read. "This trouble then proceeded entirely from her humility and was caused by the great praises, which were far from her own humble estimate of herself. Hence, the more she heard herself praised, the more deeply she entered into the depths of her own nothingness. Saint Bernard of Siena writes that had the angel said, 'O Mary, thou art the greatest sinner in the world,' her astonishment would not have been so great. The sound of such high praises filled her with fear." Do you have any other extra thoughts to add to St. Alphonsus's insights?
I think he so beautifully captures the essence of Our Lady's humility that further to what I was saying about the natural circumstances that surrounded receiving this message and why it may have troubled her. She, being the perfect person that she was not accustomed to being praised. She was not accustomed to receiving praise because that would have been contrary to her nature. She was never looking for praise. She was never looking for recognition. And so certainly to have received it would have been an overwhelming experience for her, especially from this great angel from heaven. And therefore, it's maybe we could say it caused her to recoil within herself, that I don't want to hear these praises heaped on me. We've all seen people before who we know that when we praise them or recognize them in public, they blush or they look down and they'd rather not be acknowledged. I think we can see some of that in what St. Alphonsus is suggesting would have been at play and why Mary was troubled. But I'll go further and say that her union with Christ in the incarnation must have done something in her to be able to help her even be more at peace with that identity of knowing who she was in Christ. She until then had yet to meet her God who would be born from her womb. In that way, she loved him with all of her heart, with all of her being. But now his entire being was filling her womb. And so then we fast forward to the visitation, and Our Lady says, "From this day forward, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name." Right? She knows everyone's going to praise me now for the rest of time, but it's God, the Almighty One, who has done great things for me, and I bless his holy name.
That's so beautiful. I want to take this to our own life. And we have our good days and we have our bad days. And I want to bring us to the point of going through a day when we look back and see, it was a good day. I got my prayer in. I didn't commit any mortal sin. I might not even be aware of many venial sins. It was a pretty okay day in the book of the spiritual life. And then our response should be what? I think about Mary. Her response was like of amazement, of wonder, of praise to God for doing, "The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name." And I ask myself the question, how often do I respond like Mary when I can recognize God's goodness in my life? Can I say with Mary, "The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name"? Or do I attribute the goodness that has happened in my life to my own effort, my own sacrifice, divorcing it from the truth of God's great grace and mercy in my life?
That's exactly the question that we are all going to be forced to ask ourselves at some point or another, many times throughout the course of our life. To whom am I attributing any good that is being accomplished in me? It all must go to him, because we are only capable of doing the good that we do because of him. And so if we've had a good day, as you say, if we've avoided sin, if we've loved our neighbor, if we've been diligent about our prayer, then that's just a cause for thanksgiving. Everything becomes for us a cause of thanksgiving, which is precisely what Our Lady taught us in her Magnificat, that her soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. Right? And that's, I think, born out of this transition from being troubled at that first hearing of someone praise her, as she was by the angel, to knowing that that is now the condition of her life, but because of who she was carrying in her womb, who she would give birth to for the salvation of the world. And so she still turned everything back over to the Almighty One who does great things for her.
Father Cristino, once again, thank you for your time and for your comments. Friends, thank you for watching. Share with us below in the comments below what stood out to you and why. I love reading what you are learning and your additional insights into our ramblings. And we will see you tomorrow.